Appreciate him. Thank him for coming and these boys for coming. Come on, brother. Peach, God bless you. Hallelujah. Just take your liberty. Take your time. Thank God.
Amen. Well, God's good. Amen. Not just now and then, but he's good all the time. Amen. I'm really thankful to be in this meeting and to feel the presence of the Lord. I know you could go to a lot of places to church, and no telling how many churches you passed on your way up here today. But I'm glad to be right here. I've seen some folks that they're really strange. They say that they can get some good anywhere they go. They can get some good. Amen. Well, I thank God to be in a holy roller meeting. Amen. This is where I get my good. And I thank the Lord. He sure has been good to me. And I thought, there's some of us have come here with trouble, and we're hoping for help from the Lord. I don't mean I got any that I'm thinking of right now, outstanding troubles. But, we've always, as a people of the Lord, we've always told God about our troubles. And I found lately, Brother Johnny, it kind of works if you tell your troubles about God. Uh-huh. Just tell your troubles about God. Amen. I'm thankful he's a very present help in the time of trouble. And thank him for bringing us to right now. I got saved 56 years ago. But I thank God that he's brought me to right now. And it ain't got old to me yet. Amen. It's new every day. Amen. Let me just say this before I preach. Brother Johnny, you got your Bible. Would you come up here and read for me this morning? Get your microphone and read for me. Amen. I knew Granny Walls. I don't know. Some of y'all may have heard of Granny Walls. She lived to be 117 years old. And Granny got saved when she was 11 years old. And the last time I saw her, she's 114. And so that means she'd been saved 103 years when I saw her last. And she's an old-timer. She got in when Brother Parham left Topeka, Kansas, when the Holy Ghost started falling up there. That was before Azusa Street. And he had a Bible school and a healing home up there. And when he left there, he went to Houston and started to work down there. And that's where Granny Walls got the Holy Ghost. Amen. So it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And she lived for God for a long time. And last time I saw her, like I said, she was 114, I believe it was. And I was in revival at Gypsy Holiness Church. Now, that's not a kind of people. That's a community. Amen. And that's where Granny was going to church. And in the old building, the benches went up next to the wall. And Granny usually sat back about the fourth seat, maybe over against the wall. And nearly every night, 114 years old, but nearly every night, she shouted out from that wall and shouted out up and down the aisles.
Yeah.
Amen. And I told him she didn't have old ear bobs flopping. Right. Amen.
No
knees showing.
No.
Amen. But I remember I talked to her, and I said, Granny, is wholeness like it's always been?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Praise God. Go ahead.
She'd been in it a long time, and I said, is wholeness like it's always been? And if I remember right, she patted those little hands together, and she said, oh, Brother Peach, it's getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo! Yeah.
Thank God.
Glory.
So that encouraged my heart. And let me know that the good times are not going to run out.
Praise God.
Yeah. Every time I get to thinking maybe I've got about all the good out of this that I'm going to be able to get, it just starts all over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I thank the Lord. He has sure been good to me. You don't know, like I know, what he's done for me. But I thank him for what he is and what he's done. He has proved himself to be the God of the Bible. He's not just another God. You know how they want us to They want us to put him on the level with all these other gods. Amen. They want us to say he was a good man. Amen. But they don't want us to say he was deity. They don't want us to say he was God. They don't mind you praying, but they don't want you to pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm not a Jesus only either. Amen. But he said, whatsoever things ye ask in my name. Amen. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank God there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's victory in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I thank you. Well, they want to put him on the same level as everybody else. But I thank God because I know he is God Almighty. Amen. Thank the Lord. And he has proved himself to be that God of the Bible to me. And I thank him, Lord. I thank him today. Brought me from a long ways. Amen. Made my soul to rejoice and made me glad in him. And I do praise him this morning. Amen. Now, I feel good in this meeting today, right now. I said I feel good.
Yes, amen.
I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you how good I feel. Amen. I could shout right now and not be putting on. I'm feeling that good. Amen.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Sometimes it gets a hold of me.
Come on, bro.
Sometimes something gets in my shoes beside my feet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And it's good. I thank the Lord today. Amen. Now, you bear with me just a little while. I'll try not to take too much of your time.
Go ahead.
But I do praise the Lord for what he's doing. Amen. Praise God. You ought to get in on this. They sung a while ago, it's raining on the inside. Amen. One verse I used to sing said, you're standing on the outside. You'll come on in. Come on in his house. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. I observed this for a while before I got in, but I found out it's sure better felt than it is telt. Amen. I heard about it. I remember my Sunday school teacher when I was just a little boy, Brother Johnny Haffaker, one of the most humble men I ever knew. Amen. Standing before a group of rowdy boys, their ages, I think maybe 9 to 12, and they just carrying on, making fuss. Brother Johnny up talking about the love of God and tears just going off his cheeks. Amen. I like that, but it wasn't quite like when I got that. Amen. Thank the Lord. So I appreciate the Lord today. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want to read back in the book of 1 Kings chapter 16. And I'll read this, Brother Johnny, but then I want you to read some more after a bit. Amen. Verse 30, chapter 16 and verse 30. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. Now that's quite a report on anybody. Amen. He did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to his wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonites, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove. And Ahab did more to provoke the Lord of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. Amen. That's all I'll read right there. And this was the first account, I believe, that the Bible gave of that wicked woman, Jezebel. Amen. I've noticed a lot of people named their little girls Mary. Amen. But I don't know of anybody that ever named their little girl Jezebel.
No.
Amen.
No.
You may be seated. I thank you. Amen for standing for the word of the Lord. But Jezebel was a very wicked woman. And I mean, she her very name speaks of all that's evil and of all that as deep and as low and as far down as a woman could go. Jezebel was all of that. Amen. Now, back in the book of Revelation, and let's see if I can find it here. Revelation the second. Brother John, how about you reading this for me? Revelation chapter 2 and verse 8 through 23. Amen.
And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know thy blasphemy of them which say they are Jews,
yes,
and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
All right.
Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation. 10 days be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And unto the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Thou holdest fast my name, hast not denied my faith, even in those days which Antipas.
Brother, just a minute. I think I must have gave you the wrong scripture. I'm in the second chapter of Revelation, and chapter 2 and verse 18.
Okay.
All right. Read me about Jezebel.
And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God.
All right. Now listen.
Who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire?
Yes.
And his feet are like fine brass.
Do you know him?
All
Do you
right.
know it? Read on.
I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works and the last to be more than the first.
Now here's the good things. Now read on.
Notwithstanding. Few things against thee.
I have a few things against thee.
Because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel.
Because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel.
Which calleth herself a prophetess.
She calls herself a prophetess.
To teach and to seduce.
And to seduce my servants.
To commit fornication.
To commit fornication.
And to eat things sacrificed.
All right, read
idols.
On.
And I gave her space to repent of her fornication.
I know her too.
And she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed. And them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds.
All right. I believe that'll be enough. Amen. And so here, the first scriptures I read to you spoke about a little bit about that woman Jezebel back in the Old Testament. And then here in Revelation, it speaks of her again. It's not that same woman resurrected.
All right, bless
or incarnated, reincarnated. But it's about that spirit that had got a hole in the church.
Oh, God.
Amen. Now, the Bible tells us enough about Jezebel that I know she's a wicked woman. Amen. She was, first of all, she was an idolater. She worshipped idols. Amen. She's a Baal worshiper. Amen. And she was I guess you could call her a witch. She practiced witchcraft. Amen. She fed a lot of preachers. Amen.
All right.
You talk about supporting her preacher. She even fed them. 400 of them. Amen. At her table. She's a very religious woman. But she's a devil. Amen. And she incited her husband. I don't know. Ahab, I know he's a wicked man, but I thought different times when I read about Ahab in the Bible, I thought he might not have been as bad a man as he was had he not married Jezebel.
All right, bless him, Lord. Come on.
Did anybody here know Brother Tom Jones down at Charlottesville? He's been dead a few years. I used to hear Brother Tom Jones, he had mentioned Jezebel. And incidentally, I told one of the young people back several years ago, I said, there was a time when you heard Jezebel preached about a lot in the holiness meetings. And she said, really? And I said, yes. Yeah. Amen. I heard Brother Tom Jones talking about her, testifying about her, and he called her Jezebel. Amen. Oh, Jezebel's quite a woman. And one thing about her, she despised the prophet of God.
All right.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord. Yeah.
Some folks like preaching, but they don't like Bible preaching. Amen. They support their old, well, they call it a church. Someone said last night it's kind of like a religious club. Amen. And they'll support that with everything they've got. But so far as loving the truth, I told them that there's people that don't stand for anything, won't stand against anything, unless it's you trying to stand for right. Then they'll stand against you. Amen. Now back in the book of Revelation, this church at Thyatira sure had a problem. I don't know if this was a certain person, but I know it was a certain spirit.
Yeah.
Someone said they thought Jezebel in the church at Thyatira might have been the pastor. I don't know. It didn't say that. And someone said it might have been the pastor's wife. And the Bible didn't say that. And I know every pastor's not corrupt and every pastor's wife's not corrupt. Amen.
That's right, brother. Come on.
The world wants to throw everybody in the same bucket. Amen. But I thank God God's got some people. I believe with all my heart God's got some people in this world that's living for God right now today. All right. I saw an advertisement the other day. I don't know if it was in the paper. It wasn't on television. Amen. But I saw an advertisement. I don't remember what it was even advertising. It might have been cereal. And it said, same flavor in a new box. Amen. Now, I want to preach to you this morning, if God would help me, on the same poison in a new bottle.
Oh, God, help me.
Amen. Same poison in a new bottle. Now, a few days ago, I thought the Lord gave me a message to preach up here. And we're fixing to find out. Amen. Same poison in a new bottle. Was it Solomon that said, there's nothing new under the sun? Amen. And I feel like that some things that we're seeing in this world today, in this religious world, if you please, some things that we're seeing in this religious world today, amen, are some of these old spirits that are resurfacing and coming out to light again. Oh, Jezebel got killed, didn't she? But her spirit didn't get killed. And here John got to see that same spirit working in the church of Thyatira. Amen. Teaching and seducing the servants of God to commit fornication. And he said, thou sufferest that woman to teach. Now, to suffer, that means you put up with it. You put up with it. I know that there's some things that if you just let lay and ignore it, you won't get in near as much trouble. Amen. But do you know there comes a time when you must take a stand? There comes a time when you don't get by if you don't take a stand.
That's it. Come on, brother.
Amen. Thank God for the man of God that will stick his heels in the ground. Amen. And stand up for what's right and stand against what's wrong. Amen. And see the church go on in Jesus' name.
Yeah, come on. Right.
Now, amen. Read for me, brother, in Jude, the book of Jude. Amen. Only one chapter there. Amen. And I want you to read me what Jude had to say to the church. Amen. And tell me what he said. When he said, he was writing to encourage the saints. To earnestly contend for the faith. Verse 3 and 4, I believe.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you
common salvation,
it was needful for me to write unto you.
It was needful for me to write to you.
And exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith.
And exhort you that ye would earnestly contend for the faith.
Which was once delivered unto the saints.
Which was once delivered to the saints.
For there are crept in men.
Listen to this.
They're crept in unawares.
Unawares.
Who were before of old ordained. To this condemnation. Ungodly men. Turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness.
Lasciviousness, yes.
And denying the only Lord God. And our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's enough. Amen. Now I know we live in a charismatic age. I want to tell you right now, I'm not a charismaniac. Amen. And I want to tell you something else. We shouted and danced and talked in tongues before they ever came along. Amen. We taught sanctification before they ever came along. I remember when I was a young Christian, I got saved, well, in 56, so it's been a long time ago. There came an evangelist through. Amen. I thank God for a good evangelist. But there's some folks that was mama called and daddy sent. Amen. Sister Mary Roach, you remember Sister Mary Roach? She said they saw a sign that said GP, and they thought it meant go preach, and it meant go plow. Amen. I know folks that ran with no tidings to tell, but they hit the road. And I was telling someone just a day or so ago, amen, if you're called to preach, God will let you know if you're called to preach. And don't try it if you're not. Amen. You'll get in trouble if you're not. Amen. So, amen. I don't know what I started to tell now. I am getting old, Brother Lewis. Amen. But there's a false spirit in this world today. It's not a new thing. Oh, I know what I'm telling you. This evangelist came, and he got everybody up around the front, and he got on the microphone, and he said, let's everybody lift our hands and speak in tongues. I've just been saved a little while. Just had the Holy Ghost a little while. Amen. And you say, what'd you do? I looked around. I didn't speak in tongues. I looked around and I saw some people that were, but I didn't. Yeah. I found out a long time ago what I've got's bigger than me. If you can turn this up and turn it down and turn it on or turn it off, amen, it's not as big as you are. Hey! Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I don't like to hear that when I meet with them and they want to tell me, well, we're just like you. Shorts and halters and amen. Now help me just a little while. Multiple husbands. Multiple wives. And looking for another? Amen. You better not take your wife to a place like that. They're looking for another. Amen. Where'd this all start? I want to tell you something. It did not start when the charismatic movement got started. Amen. It's a resurfacing of an old spirit that's been after the saints of God ever since there's been a church. Amen. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He did not say it won't fight it. He didn't say hell won't fight it, but he said it will not prevail against it. Jesus said, when the unclean spirit's going out of a man, he walketh in dry places, seeking rest and findeth none. Amen. And then it said, he says, I'll go back. Now I want to tell you this. This is not what I'm preaching on, but I want to tell you this. Amen. When the unclean spirits went out, it left him empty. Amen. If it had got filled up, if it had got filled up, there wouldn't have been room for them to come back. Amen. But he went and found that same man. He was empty, swept, and garnished. Now somebody said, I dipped snuff till I got sanctified. Amen. Now you quit your snuff, you get saved.
Yeah.
Oh, such a religious world. Amen. Everybody going to heaven, you know, everybody going to heaven. Amen. I've seen them with their old lower lip just full of snuff and say, bless God, we're all going to the same place. No.
Not me.
Not me. They don't race tobacco on the hillsides of glory. You wouldn't feel comfortable if you got there. Oh, help me just a little while. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, and so this did not work for the seven sons of Sceva. They heard the apostle preach and they said, amen. They said, if he did it, we'll do it. And threw their hands on somebody and said, in the name of Jesus, who Paul preaches. Amen. I adjure you to come out. And the Bible said that those spirits got a hold of them, tore their clothes off of them, and wounded them. And they answered and said, Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. But who are you? We don't know you. Amen. What was that? Poison. In a new bottle. Some of us didn't recognize it when it came along. Amen. But it was poison in a new bottle. Amen. It may look different because it's shaped different. But you pour it out, and it's the very same thing. It'll have the very same bad effect on you. Amen. Read for me, Brother Johnny. Book of Acts. Amen. And chapter 8, and verse 18 through 23.
18 through 23.
I believe that's right.
I am the one that bear witness of myself, and the Father has sent me, beareth witness of me.
No, that's not it. Is that 18?
I mean, that's 8.
8 and 18.
8 and 18, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. That makes a difference. Makes a difference. Amen. All right, read. You're all right.
And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money.
Yes, let me buy it.
Saying, give me also this power that on whomsoever I lay hands,
yes, give me this power,
he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee.
Thy money perish with thee.
Because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money.
Because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money.
Thou hast neither part nor lot in this
matter. Shame on the devil.
For thy heart is not right in the sight of God.
Your heart's not right in the sight of God.
Repent therefore of this thy
wickedness. Repent, repent.
And pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee.
All right, now God help me. Some folks have hooked up with everything that came along.
Yeah, come on.
Every spirit that came through the country, Brother Paul Marquis, they've hooked up with everything. I heard a woman say one time, I know I've been baptized right. She said, when I got saved, I got baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And she said, then I went over to Princeton, and Brother Miller baptized me in Jesus' name. And she said, so whichever way's right, I know I've been baptized right. Huh? Amen. They've gone after everything that's come along.
Everything, yeah.
And here came this man, and incidentally, if you read, you'll find that Simon the sorcerer had been baptized in water. The apostles baptized him in water. And this one got past him. Amen. They couldn't see the heart until this spirit began to manifest itself. Amen. And said, I want to buy that gift.
All right.
God help me. Oh. Go back, brother, to the 16th chapter and the 16th verse down through 18. Acts 16, 16. You bear with me just a while. I'm not going to be with you very long.
And it came to pass as we went to prayer.
All right, as we went to prayer.
A certain damsel possessed.
I want you to know something. The devil shows up when you go to prayer.
Yeah.
He'll show up when you go to prayer.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many things you think of that you need to be doing. Or how many foreign thoughts come to your mind when you go to prayer. All right, so read on.
A certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying.
A spirit of divination. Now, what is that? It's witchcraft, I guess.
Yeah.
It was an evil spirit. This wasn't the first time he showed up. Amen. Saul got friendly with that witch. Amen. An indoor.
Uh-huh.
And it showed up a lot of times. And God said in the Old Testament, put him to death. Read on.
The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God.
All right, was she telling the truth there?
Yeah.
These were servants of the Most High God. Let me tell you something. The devil specializes. The Bible calls him, amen. The Bible calls him the, you know, about a liar?
Yeah.
Father of lies. Father of lies. Amen. Brother Jacobson used to say he's a lying machine. He said he manufactures lies. Amen. That's what he is. That's what he does. But I want you to know sometimes he'll specialize in half-truth.
All right. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Well, these false churches, you know, that are going so strong in our land, they couldn't do anything if they didn't have certain things that was according to the Bible. And then going way off with other things.
All right, brother.
All right, here she was. Now, some folks, praise God, they gave her a preaching license. Huh? Did it say she was behind them?
Yeah, it said she followed.
She followed them?
That's where he's supposed to be.
So I guess you could say she's almost backing them up.
Yeah.
Woo!
Lord help.
And saying, these men are servants of the Most High God.
Yeah.
Now read on.
Which showing us the way of salvation.
Showing us, was that the truth? That was the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
They came to show the way of salvation. Amen. So what she said sounded right. But her spirit fell wrong. Someone said, I went to that meeting and said, I just couldn't hook up with it. Well, praise God, don't you try too hard. You get yourself in trouble. If you try to hook yourself up with a devil, if you try to hook yourself up with an evil spirit, you're going to get yourself in some trouble. Read.
And this did she many days.
She did this many days.
But Paul, being grieved, turned.
Almost sounded like she went to the fellowship meeting.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Yeah.
Went to the fellowship meeting. All right. And what happened after many days?
Paul, being grieved, turned and said.
Paul, being grieved, turned.
Said to the Spirit.
Said to the, not to the woman, to the Spirit.
I command thee. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
To come out of her.
To come out of her.
And he came out the same
and
hour.
And he came out the same hour.
All right.
Woo!
Glory.
Amen. She had the same poison. Same poison.
Yeah.
In a new bottle. But it did not work with the apostle.
Woo!
It did not get past the apostle. Amen. Thank God forever. Now, I remember in my early ministries in a meeting many miles from here, and a woman was so excited about the revival, she said. And the pastor was an unmarried man, too, and I wasn't married at that time. We were staying in the back of the church in Sunday school rooms. And it was winter time. It was cold. And this woman brought bedclothes for us to cover up with and stay warm at night. There's no heat on at night. Amen. And she got so mad at me. And I think it went on two nights, I think, till she got so mad at me. She came and took all those bedclothes. Amen. And I'll tell you the truth. We had to cover up with our top coats. Amen. And our suit coats to stay halfway warm in the night. Amen. But I saw that spirit that, it was just a different spirit than I guess I'd ever encountered. A few years later than that, I was probably 200 miles from there in a meeting, and I saw that very same spirit. That very same spirit. Amen. Same poison. Different bottle.
Bottle.
But the very same spirit. Amen. Oh, God, help me.
Help him, Lord. Help him, God.
God, help me. Now, Jesus told about this Holy Ghost. How many believe in the Holy Ghost? How many believe in speaking in tongues? Everybody gets a Holy Ghost, speaks in tongues. One woman up in our part of the country said, she said, when I got the Holy Ghost, she said, I didn't really talk in tongues, but she said, the Holy Ghost talked in sign language on my hands. Now, that's poison. That's poison. Everybody, go with me back to the book of John, Brother John, and read here, amen, in the 16th chapter, amen, 7th verse through the 11th verse. I'm not going to hold you much longer. You bear with me just a little while. Amen. Amen. But everybody speaks, everybody gets a Holy Ghost, speaks in tongues. One man said, one of those charismatics said, he said, my wife just got the Spirit. They don't want to call it the Holy Ghost. Amen. Said she just got the Holy Spirit. And said, right now she just says, dee, 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 dee. And he says, when she grows in this, after a while, she'll speak more fluently in tongues. That's poison. New bottle, but it's poison. Amen. Now, what did he say about the Holy Ghost, Brother Johnny?
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
All right.
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come.
When he, the Spirit of truth, is come.
He will guide you.
He will guide you.
Into all truth.
Into all truth.
For he shall not speak of himself.
Let me tell you something. God has got accused of saying a lot of things he didn't say.
Yeah, he has. That's right.
He's got accused of doing a lot of things that he did not do. I remember reading in the paper, amen, years ago, and it told about these two women. I guess they're probably charismatic. I don't know. But it told about them. They got to pray, and they got in a prayer meeting, a private prayer meeting, just these two women, and said that the Lord told them to take their clothes off and smear mustard all over their bodies. And that got blamed on God. Of course, good things, it didn't get in the paper when these three got the Holy Ghost the night in Martinsville. It didn't get in papers. But something like that will sure make the headlines. Amen. It got in the newspaper. And I guess some folks laughed about it, and some folks probably thought it was wonderful. But it was poison.
That's right. Poison, yeah.
Jude said, many spirits have gone out into the land. Amen. James said, try the spirit. There ain't nothing wrong with trying the spirit. I remember years ago I was up in Kansas and Brother Ralph Cox was up there preaching. It's the first night of his meeting. When he got to preach, he said, now, I don't know a lot of y'all, but he said, if you've got the gift of discernment, he said, turn it on. Amen. Turn it on. Feel me out. Amen. Something about the Spirit of God. It's not like the spirit of the world. It's not like the spirit of the devil. Amen. Something about the Spirit of God, it's peaceable. It's gentle. Amen. Thank God. It's a good spirit. Now I'm getting old. I'll be 71 in just a few weeks, a couple months. Amen. I've been praying for several years. I've prayed, Lord, when I get old, if I get old, help me to have, mellow my spirit, Lord. Mellow my spirit. Amen.
Praise God. Bless him, Lord.
Mellow my spirit. And I don't mean to compromise either. I don't mean to compromise one bit. But I pray for a good spirit, Brother Lynn. Amen. Know how to deal with people.
Yeah.
Know how to speak to people. Amen. Know how to preach to people. I know some folks, when they get old, they get childish. And that's all right. My dad did. And I thought it was right cute. Amen. But I know some more folks, if they didn't get old and childish, they got old and devilish.
Come on. Come on.
Brother Johnny, I remember telling you about that woman that, amen, we knew him for years, and they were strict people. And as they got older, they got so bitter against everybody. Check preachers off, mark preachers off. Amen. And one day she got up at camp meeting and testified. And she said, the other night me and Papa went to bed and couldn't sleep. Amen. And what do you do when you can't sleep? Amen. Some folks count sheep. It's better to talk to shepherd.
That's right.
Amen. But she said, me and Papa couldn't sleep. So she said, we got to counting crooked preachers. Now you talk about edifying. This is a camp meeting. Amen. And let me just tell you, when you testify, what you ought to do is brag on Jesus. Tell him what great things he's done for you. My soul is a witness of the goodness of God. Amen. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock and established my going. I'll tell about him. She said, we counted crooked preachers. And you know what she said? She said, we counted 150. Now, ain't that edifying? Ain't that edifying? If the devil can't get you one way, he'll try another way. Amen. If he can't get you to compromise, he'll get you to get bitter. Amen. Get against everybody and get to where you don't. Well, it got down to where they had three preachers that they liked. Amen. And 150 they didn't. And I was one of those three. And I knew it's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. Amen. And they'll mark me off. And they did. They did. Amen. And then it got to where they had two. And after a while, they marked another one off. And they got to where they had one. Amen. And he told me. He said, they've been trying to get me to come up and preach to them. And he said, I haven't gone. I don't aim to go. He said, I know if I do, they'll fall out with me too. The last one they had left. He said, they'll fall out with me too if I go up and preach to them. Amen. But I was in service one night, and this dear sister got to testify, and I heard this. She got up and she said, I hear people talk about refillings. I believe in refillings. I think I need a refilling right often. Amen. She wrinkled up her nose, and she said, I don't believe in them refillings. Well, it was evident. She didn't have to say it. It was evident. Amen. She didn't believe in refillings. But I want you to know I do. Hey, hey, hey. Amen. Where was that in the 4th or 5th chapter of Acts? After the day of Pentecost, amen, the disciples got in trouble for this gospel and got beat. amen, and then got turned loose and went to the saints and laid it out before the saints, and they laid it out before God. And then the Bible said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, bless your heart, that's a refilling. Amen. The foundation was shaken.
Yeah, it was.
Amen. And they're all filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said they spake the word with boldness. Thank God. I need that. You talk about being mellow. That'll make me mellow. That'll make me treat my neighbor right.
All right, brother.
Hey. Amen. How long has it been? Just ask yourself. I ain't asked for no show of hands. How long has it been? How long has it been? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now, this ain't poison. You take this and it'll cure anything. Praise God. When I was in the sin, I want you to know when I got saved, I quit singing those songs I used to sing. But Rocky, you're not as old as I am, but you remember that song they used to sing. The love bug itch. Yeah. And it said, it makes the old feel young. And it makes the poor feel rich. It's just a little thing they call a love bug itch. I never did get bit by that, I don't guess. At least not as extreme. But I want to tell you what old time religion done for me. Amen. It makes the old feel young, Brother Lewis. Amen. It makes the poor feel rich.
Woo! Come on. Hey.
It's a thing they call the Holy Ghost. Now, down in southern Alabama years ago, I remember a lot of saints would testify. You know, we usually say, I'm glad I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The old fire baptized folks back in Kansas and Oklahoma, they're not like these out here. They didn't believe in speaking in tongues. I mean, they didn't believe as evidences of the Holy Ghost. Some of them did speak in tongues, but they thought they had the gift of tongues if they spoke in tongues. And their testimony was, nearly all of them said, I'm glad I'm saved and sanctified, second definite work of grace, baptized with fire, wrought in me by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And if they spoke in tongues, they said, and got the gift of tongues on my soul. Amen. Well, amen. I don't know. I don't know what you say, but we kind of got a little thing we go through. And I'm going to say this. Amen. If you say I'm saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, I believe you're sanctified. If you got the Holy Ghost, I believe you're sanctified. Amen. If you got the real. And I like to hear you say, I'm glad I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I don't mean to disrespect anybody, but praise God. That other kind of sounds like a sandwich without no meat on it to me. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
I thank God for the Holy Ghost, for the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I'm not ashamed of it. Thank God. I want you to read one more scripture, Brother John. I think it's in the 14th chapter of the book of John. And read me just a little bit, and I'm going to try to bring this to a close. Amen. I know it looks like I got off my subject, but I thank God for the real Spirit of God. I thank God that this is not a bunch of put on. Amen. It's real. It's real. It's real. 14 and 16.
And I will pray the Father.
I will pray the Father.
And he shall give you another comforter.
He shall give you another comforter. Now bless your heart. That's not Jesus. That's not the Father. Amen. He'll give you another comforter. All right, read on.
That he may abide with you forever.
He may abide with you forever.
Even the Spirit of truth.
This
in
is
the world.
This is one thing you can take to heaven with you.
All right.
He'll abide with you forever.
Even the Spirit of truth.
Even the Spirit of truth.
Whom the world cannot receive.
Now listen to that. Whom the world cannot receive. That's enough. That's what I wanted you to read. Whom the world cannot receive. Amen. Now, years ago, I was in a youth camp, I think it was, up in Illinois. And a little sister there from Kentucky was praying with some girls for them to get the Holy Ghost. And she said, she got down in their ear, And she said, now, honey, close your eyes as tight as you can get them. Lift your hands as high as you can raise them. And say, glory, 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 as fast as you can say it. And you'll get the Holy Ghost. Although that's pretty bad advice. Amen. I know the Holy Ghost comes through praise. And Brother G.W. Birdsong said, sanctification pushes out praise. I believe it. Amen. But for you to say something over and over and over again, you'll get your tongue tangled up. You say anything you want to. Long enough and fast enough. Amen. After a while, it's going to come out a little different. Amen. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. When these ignorant and unlearned men was gathered in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. Amen. They had not been taught foreign languages. Amen. They were ignorant. They were unlearned. I mean, not all of them, but the big part of them were. A big part of the disciples were. Amen. They were not taught another language. And they didn't come through saying dad, 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 dee, 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 dee either. But they got talking in tongues. And folks that gathered around, the Bible said, are not all these Galileans?
Yeah.
And how is it that we hear every man, amen, speaking in our language? Amen. That was Holy Ghost tongues. Amen. Thank God for Holy Ghost tongues. I started telling the saints back down there in southern Alabama were testifying, saying, I thank God I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the real Holy Ghost. The real Holy Ghost. I got him.
Praise God.
Have you got him?
Yeah.
The real Holy Ghost. Yeah. Praise God. Makes the old feel young. Yeah. Makes the poor feel rich. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. All right, may the Lord bless you. But I refuse to hook up with this false spirit. I refuse it. Amen.
Amen.
And don't you tell me you get in a service like that, and you don't really have any business there. But I've been in a few, and I went into one time in Kansas City, and I knew they zeroed in on me as soon as I got there. After a while, they was calling people out, and I saw that as a woman. I ain't against women. Amen. But I'm against that one. Amen. I remember one time we was in a meeting, and Larry and Sue was with us. We was together, and it was one wild. It's what they call latter rain back then. It's the same poison as the charismatics. Amen. But this bob-haired woman, amen, come to Sue, Larry's wife, and you know, she was very backward back then, and she called her to preach. Called her to preach. Amen. Larry said, I thought about saying, get your hands off of her. Amen. The Bible said it's a shame for a woman to pray or prophesy with her head uncovered. Amen. He didn't do it, but he said he probably should have. Amen. I got to laughing. Sue was sitting between us, and I got to laughing, and she said I was shaking so hard she thought I was crying, that I thought it was real. Amen. Well, it wasn't. I wasn't hooking up with that. I wasn't. Don't you try to hook up with what's not right. I love everybody. I believe I can say it from my heart. I love everybody, Brother Bobby. Amen. I don't want to see anybody go down. I don't want to see anybody be lost. And I want to treat people right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But I refuse to hook up with that poisonous bunch. With the poisonous bunch. Oh, in this world, amen, there's a lot of poison being put out. Do you ever know Brother Earl Brewer from Texas? He preached up around Virginia, son. I heard him say, talking about these preachers that won't preach, won't name sin. I I've seen them. I've heard them. They'll preach all around it. And they'll say sin, sin, sin. And they never define it. Amen. I've seen preachers preach on an issue and preach a whole sermon on it. And when they got done, you didn't know if they're for it or against it. Amen. They didn't know what he's taught, didn't know what he's saying, didn't know what he's trying to say. Brother Burr said, amen, the preacher that'll preach against sin but won't name it, he said he ain't fit to slop the hogs of a colored bootlegger. Now, I love my colored brother. Praise God, I do. If we had foot washing, I'd wash your feet. Amen. But he said he ain't fit to slop these hogs. If you preach against sin, it won't name it. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the real Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm baptized speaking in tongues. Bless your heart. It's a holy, holy, Holy Ghost. I thank you. Amen. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Amen. I hate Jersey Bell. Amen. I hate Jersey Bell.